walked over to the bay window, and sighed with relief. A police constable rushed out, rang the bell, and, a minute later, handed a note to Holmes. It was a summons from Inspector Lestrade, and ran, "Holmes, come immediately to Winchester. Man murdered. Known to you. Bring Watson, if possible. We'll be waiting at Black Swan at 7 o'clock. Lestrade." "Really, Holmes," I chided, "you might make a small effort not to look so utterly gleeful when hearing about a murder." "Permit me, then, to share my good fortune. As your wife is still away for a few days, would you be free to join me as a guest of Scotland Yard on a short journey to the south? I'm certain you would be every bit pleased as I am with the prospect of getting out of London." "Gentlemen," interrupted the constable, "please, if I might prevail upon you to pack and come straight away. There's a train leaving from Waterloo that will get you to Winchester in time." Once we were inside our cabin in the SWR train to Southampton, we relaxed. Holmes took out his beloved pipe and sloped back into the seat. I could not restrain my curiosity and had to ask, "Well, Holmes, who do you expect you are going to find murdered?" "I can think of any number of blackguards in Hampshire who deserve to be murdered, but not many who were likely to let that happen to them." "And who might be at the top of your list?"
"Jethro."